On a degraded Algerian hillside, local people are planting trees for the first ever International Day of Forests on the 21st of March 2013. They will be joined by many others around the world, trying to highlight the importance of forests to the environment and to people. In the southern Mediterranean, one of the most important roles forests play is safeguarding precious water resources. In few places are forest degradation and water scarcity felt as acutely as here, in the town of Djelfa, Algeria. Djelfa sits on the border between the Sinalba Forest and the Sahara Desert. The forest used to be lush, but now it is degraded due to rapid population growth, overgrazing and longer periods of drought. Lala Mzigem is a forestry expert working in the Sinalba Forest.
Natural regeneration is almost non-existent as a result of human pressure on the forest.
Chief forester within the Chergi district of the Sinalba Forest, Sadani Buhalal, is concerned that the degradation is outpacing their reforestation efforts.
The disappearance of the forest would be a disaster for the population who depend on it for their animals to graze and also to refill groundwater reserves. So if we don't protect this forest, if it disappears, we will have desertification and the people won't find anything here.
Herder Abassi Jilani has 60 head of sheep. He's already struggling to find enough food for them to eat.
We are worried. The richness is gone. In the forest, there isn't enough vegetation for the animals to eat. And elsewhere, there is nothing. But we are just doing what we can to survive.
For farmers on the outskirts of Djelfa, the winter season is usually the time when water is at its most plentiful. But this winter there's hardly been any rain, and all but two of the wells on the land where agricultural worker Rabi Jelou works are completely dry.
We used to grow potatoes, herbs, lettuce and many other things, but because now there is not more water, we can hardly grow anything, just some herbs and lettuce, and we can't work at all in the summer.
Temperatures in the Mediterranean region increased 1 degree during the 20th century, while rainfall decreased by 20%. By the end of the current century, it's expected that temperatures will have risen by a further 2 degrees. Rising temperatures are one of the main reasons for an increase in forest fires across the region. Mohamed Seguia Noual is the General Director of Forests for Algeria.
Le plus important, c'est les feux.
Fires account for 80% of deforestation and degradation. It's the biggest problem for Algeria and other countries in the Mediterranean.
The National Park of Tlemcen is Algeria's first model forest, being held up as an example of how forests should be managed. Rashid Barawa is a professor at the University of Tlemcen.
In 2012,
we had around 100,000 hectares of forest disappear in Algeria. But here, even after 2 months of heat wave, we didn't have any fires in the park. And this is really important, because the forest reached 40 degrees Celsius. The vegetation turned red, and it was just waiting for a spark to burn. But because it's well watched by the foresters and the local population, it survived intact.
Foresters here remove unwanted vegetation from the forest floor to reduce the risk of fire, while also assisting with the natural regeneration of the cork oak and Aleppo pine that grow here. They've also introduced nurseries to improve the quality of seeds, seedlings and cuttings, which they then plant in the park. But outside the park boundaries, the situation is very different. The forests here have not been well managed. After recurrent fires, bushes are replacing trees. Christophe Bessassier is a forestry expert for the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. He believes that more work needs to be done to convince politicians of the value of these forests.
The production of wood in Mediterranean forests is not profitable, and if we are not able to know better the value of all the services provided, like biodiversity, water quality, conservation of soils, and also recreational services. It's difficult to convince decision makers to invest in this Mediterranean forest.
There are 500 million people currently living in the Mediterranean. By 2050, that figure is expected to be 625 million. The result, ever-increasing competition for already scarce food and water supplies. In a region being strongly hit by climate change, action must be taken now while there are still resources to protect.